listening to the Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins Show, coming to you live from the nexus of critical thinking and spiritual living. Matthew Lloyd Collins teaches online workshops in the areas of mentoring for boys and coaching for men, as well as meditation, primarily plant-based eating, and success manifestation for all human souls. Online workshop registration is available at dmlcshow.thinkific.com. Let's get the podcast underway. Demystifying Masculinity is the handbook for raising healthy boys and mending broken men. Demystifying Masculinity is a detailed guide on how to become a healthier, more divinely masculine boy or man. Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins tackles toxic masculinity head on and provides 7 powerful lessons geared towards improving the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being of boys and men. Dr. Collins eloquently illustrates habits that may keep you or even a loved one from greatness. Discover the secrets of turning broken boys and men into mended ones. Demystifying Masculinity is the handbook for raising healthy boys and mending broken men. Buy the book on Amazon or at Legacy Book Publishing. www.legacybookpublishing.com. Toxic Masculinity. As a theoretical construct, the phrase toxic masculinity is used to label the stratospheric levels of hyperbolic violence, emotional unavailability, sexual aggression, and status obsession inherent within the social construction of the male gender role. Toxic masculinity has been rapidly deployed with increased frequency as of late to describe a wide gamut of statements, actions, and behaviors ranging from the innocuous frat boy prank to criminal allegations of sexual impropriety, felonious battery, and even murder. Once upon a time, but not so long ago, toxic masculinity was an utterance heard only on college campuses, usually in the basement of the social sciences building where the women's studies courses were held. That is not the case today. You can barely turn on the news these days without hearing some mentioning of toxic masculinity. In contemporary urban dictionary parlance, toxic masculinity is a catch-all explanation for a wide variety of violent acts, misogynistic statements, and the multitude of mannish shenanigans of the many stripes. However, let it be clear that toxic masculinity and masculinity are two very different constructs. All masculinity is not toxic. Therefore, all masculinity need not be extinguished. Pathologizing all masculinity leads us down a very slippery slope. Ready for an inconvenient truth? Toxic thoughts, utterances, and behaviors are in no way limited to the realm of boys and men. Nevertheless, the ignominious brand of toxic masculinity is vitriolically cast upon any masculine-leaning figure who happens to be caught in the crosshairs of the latest social media-propagated crisis of the day. Much like the charge of racism, the accusations of being toxically masculine are as overplayed as a bad 1980s song. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you. Rick Astley, 1987. You are truly showing your age if you remember Dick Splatsley. Young Bucks, YouTube him. Yet, laying it on thick here, obsessive and often breathless television and social media reports of toxic masculinity have elucidated the multitude of very real challenges facing both boys and men today. Very real challenges are serving up very real consequences in very real time. Without question, toxic masculinity has reached crisis proportions in the Western world today. Moreover, quite admittedly, the construct of toxic masculinity houses many kernels of truth. These kernels of truth bear repeating with support of much more research and thoughtful analysis in our national discourse. The tsunami of recent charges of toxic masculinity is a red flag for society at large. Many boys and men in the United States are indeed in crisis. Yet, within such crises, opportunities await. Some of the greatest opportunities are often born out of the reconceptualization of such crises. Prophetically, Tupac Shakur stated, "It is time to change the way we eat, change the way we live, and change the way we treat each other." You see, the old way wasn't working, so it is on us to do what we gotta do to survive. 1998. In retrospect, the prescience of that artist's words is nothing short of astounding. Axiomatically, this book is grounded upon the notion that toxic masculinity exists. Taking Shakur's admonishments to heart, this work provides educative elaboration and analysis on the garbage in, garbage out, or GIGO inculcative programming that has molded generations of boys and men. Proceeding with the presupposition that toxic masculinity absolutely exists, it is also quite logical in this dualistic reality to propose that a corresponding counterpart to the concept of toxic masculinity must also exist. The diametrically opposed counterpart to toxic masculinity is the concept of divine masculinity. Never heard of it? I'm not surprised. Much of the understanding of divine masculinity has been removed from the earth at this time. Successive waves of public policy dawning in the 20th century have incentivized the banishment of the father figure from the familial household environment. The supposedly unintended consequences of these perverse public policy incentives have been both shocking and tragic. In short, the extended familial living arrangement has been eliminated, setting the stage for the rise of the latchkey kid household that has further devolved into homes in which the electronics are now raising the children. Unfortunately, we still have the propensity to look outside ourselves toward imaginary external forces, whether they be governmental, religious, or other, to show us how to correct and counterbalance the toxically masculine social environment we have collectively allowed to flourish. Going forward, we cannot continue to look outside ourselves for a solution to the toxically masculine milieu quagmire that is besetting America today. Wake up, folks. The current societal structure and the institutions therein, backed by the contemporaneous political theater-based public policies, have not the power to inculcate and instill the values and virtues that we should expect from our fellow citizens, irrespective of their gender identification. Teaching such useful and appropriate values, which lead to virtuous behaviors in boys and men down the road, is not the responsibility of the government, nor the school system. Despite their often hyperbolic self-perceived mastery of public policy making and administrative prowess, the results are in. These institutions are simply not up for the job. This is our responsibility. In this age, there is much casting of blame, but very few solutions are offered. Moving forward, we must use our own hands. Playing the victim card is a short-term solution. It simply will not work for the long haul. There is a window of truth opening for this world. Take advantage of this exposure to higher vibrational ideas, theories, and concepts. The purpose of this work is healing. There are myriad societal, political, economic, and dare I write, spiritual forces working in an intricate coagulative to synergistically suppress the understanding of the divine masculine on the earth today. This has been done for a myriad of reasons. The lowest common denominator, which we could all see from space if we were truly looking, is economic profiteering. The best hiding place is often in plain sight. Yet, it does not behoove us at this stage of the game to conceptualize ourselves as the victims of contemporary, or worse yet, historical circumstances. We must now recognize the kernels of truth embodied within the concept of toxic masculinity for what they are. We must meet those kernels of truth head on with solution-rich ideas aimed toward the healing of both boys and men, as well as the society at large. Remember this fact. Boys and men are not born congenitally toxic. That fact is often lost in this age of contemporary contentiousness fueled by deleteriously driven division and toxic social fabric-tearing programming. Ladies and gentlemen, contrary to the indictment of many talking head pundits, toxic masculinity is not at all a birth defect. All human beings are of the Creator. Boys and men are human beings. Therefore, boys and men are of the Creator. Backbiting, argumentation, and even righteous indignation are the old way. This book presents the new way, the higher vibrational path forward, operating from the basis of strikingly disparate assumptions in comparative juxtaposition with the old ways, encapsulated in what I will now refer to as the Proverbs of Masculinity. You were listening to the Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins Show, coming to you live from the nexus of critical thinking and spiritual living. Matthew Lloyd Collins teaches online workshops in the areas of mentoring for boys and coaching for men, as well as meditation, primarily plant-based eating, and success manifestation for all human souls. Online workshop registration is available at dmlcshow.thinkific.com. Let's get the podcast underway. We'll be right back. Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins teaches Making Men Workshops, mentoring for boys ages 8 to 18. Making Men Workshops center upon healthy eating, appropriate use of one's sexual energies, boundary setting, diligence, integrity, respect for oneself and others, and honor. Making Men Workshops is an online course with weekly live Zoom meetings with Dr. Collins. Register a young man today for Making Men Workshops at the following website, dmlcshow.thinkific.com. Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins teaches Making Men Workshops, mentoring for boys ages 8 to 18. Making Men Workshops center upon healthy eating, appropriate use of one's sexual energies, boundary setting, diligence, integrity, respect for oneself and others, and honor. Making Men Workshops is an online course with weekly live Zoom meetings with Dr. Collins. Register a young man today for Making Men Workshops at the following website, dmlcshow.thinkific.com. Wondering what to do with your life? Looking for a fresh start in this lifetime through self-reinvention? Enroll in the Success Manifestation Workshop today. Figure out who you are, determine what you want, then go out and get it. Learn to reap before you sow, manifesting abundance in this lifetime. Carve out your own destiny. If you know yourself and you know your enemy, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. Sun Tzu. Know thyself. Register for the Success Manifestation Workshop today at the following website, dmlcshow.thinkific.com.